Ta Série La Radio, partenaire média du festival Sérimania.
Bonjour, nous sommes en direct du festival Sérimania, dont Beta Série est partenaire pour la quatrième année consécutive. J'ai le plaisir et l'honneur d'interviewer aujourd'hui Danny Pino et Michael Chiklis, les deux personnages principaux de la série Hotel Cocaine, une série très attendue du créateur Chris Brancato, qu'on avait déjà interviewé sur Godfather of Harlem il y a quelques années sur Beta Série La Radio. Hi guys, thank you so much to be with us today on Beta Series. So, who pitches us the series?
Who wants it?
Yeah.
Well, the lead.
The lead.
Okay, you want me to pitch you Hotel Cocaine?
Yes, please.
Well, Hotel Cocaine is about 1978 Miami, where the hedonistic world within the Mutiny Club and Hotel that is fueled by sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Is also fueled by the death and destruction of brown and black bodies outside of the club. And it's about the dichotomy between how we keep that party going and the human cost of it on the streets of Miami.
So you are, I'm not sure it's a main character, but it's quite central. You're also telling the story, at least in the first episodes, you know. So what's your character and what did you like in it?
So his name is Roman Comte. And Roman Comte is the general manager of the Mutiny Club and Hotel. And as the manager of the Mutiny Club and Hotel, he's rubbing elbows with politicians, movie stars, musicians, DEA agents, and some of the biggest marimberos, the biggest drug dealers in Miami. So he's part ringmaster and partially the elephant shit scooper. He is the fixer in the club, and when he is propositioned by Dominique Zulio, DEA agent, played by America's Michael Chiklis, he has a decision to make as to whether to infiltrate his brother's organization, his drug-running organization, or if he refuses to do that, to be imprisoned and his daughter put in foster care. That polarity between keeping his family safe and united versus double-crossing his brother and getting into a world that he knows all too well is violent, that is the central premise for Roman Comte.
So you're crossing the line somehow. At the beginning, you're really the manager of the hotel, and we progressively, we see that you have a past, you can be violent, and then you have, as you say, your duality. You cross the line also a bit, Michael, with your character, because you got some methods, you know, to recruit, you know, Danny, which are not very, very, you know, classical. So what do you think about your character, his method? And my question is also about how does your character evolve episodes after episodes? Does he change?
Yes, he does. This is the wonderful thing about Chris. You know, he likes to develop character, and there's a lot of nuance. Zulio has a particular point of view. You know, he is a bit of an ends justifies the means cop. He, this is a whole new world. This isn't sort of, you know, neighborhood policing. This is a different league, and he feels. Look, he's got, you know, like many people with a badge, they feel empowered in a way that gives them autonomy in treating people however they need to treat them to get what they want. And he uses that and absolutely flexes that. And it's I'm not going to make a value judgment on it. That's up to the audience to do. But he obviously, pushes the limits for sure, and creates a tremendous amount of difficulty for this gentleman.
So both of you are big stars of crime shows, you know, NYPD or The Shield. This time it's a period drama. Is it different to be a cop, to be a gangster, to be in that period of time, in that city, in this iconic place?
Yes, this is a common question, and I think it's the reason why I was interested in doing it is because exploring the differences between, you know, and the similarities, because yes, there's crossover, because police work, there's going to be crossover, right? But a lot of it because it's the advent of the cocaine trade in Miami in 1978. And it's not 90s or 2000s America. It's a totally different set of circumstances. It's a totally different mindset. So you have to, you know, study the period, study what was happening at that time, the mindsets, each character's point of view, and bring that to it. And part of it is an exploration of not only the similarities, but the differences between the two periods. Now, it so happens that, in my book anyway, a tremendous amount of what was going on then is incredibly relevant right now. You know, means, methods, things like this, and human interaction. My father would have said this, you know, I'm Greek, right? I'm sorry, but...
not to apologize, you know, for being Greek, man.
No, but I'm just saying to, you know, my people are natural philosophers, and I don't know if you've ever studied Socrates or Aristotle or any of the great... Well, what strikes you when you read the great philosophers is that 3,500 years later, nothing has changed in the condition of man.
Yeah. And fundamental stories, like, you know, the dilemmas you have with your brother, you know, betraying, you know, on one hand, saving your child, you know, being on the good side, the bad side, that's, you know, the theme for a Greek.
Yeah. People tick, the things that drive people, and but now this is what's different is all of a sudden, you know, you can call it money because it's powdered money, but there's something insidious about it. There's this sort of added thing that there's this pleasure to it. So it really is sort of, how would you say it? Caliglian?
Oh, yeah.
Right? In that it's, you know, you've got not only the commerce part of it, the economics of it, but the pleasure of it, right? And the cost of that, the horrible cost of that. And that's really interesting.
Yeah, but it's also, I think, I feel like the drugs and the violence, it's kind of a Trojan horse, right? To be able to talk about family, and to talk about brotherhood,
right,
and to talk about the stakes of protecting your family. And I think that those things are universal. Like, you don't have to be from Miami in 1978 to understand, you know, what Roman is going through.
Okay, and to piggyback on that, that's what's cool about this thing, because you have the sort of more, if you will, vapid, you know, surface level Trojan horse, but that is just a really a doorway into the much deeper, you know, complex issues that of family and of family dynamic, brother and brother, husband and wife, child and father. These are again timeless, universal, and made even more complex by these extreme circumstances.
Yeah, and there's also this, like, this other philosophical question. Is the human being generally good, or is the human being generally bad?
Corrupt.
Right? And so that question is asked virtually in every scene in our show.
And in French, we say the goal justifies the means. So maybe you need to do what you have to do because what is important for you is your family. And what wouldn't you do for your family?
I think you just came up with the tagline for our show.
Okay, thank you. How is it to work with Chris? Because Chris is an expert of these shows, of this universe. Does he bring many things about the characters, also about the universe, about the way it works?
Well, I found him to be remarkably collaborative. You know, I mean, different showrunners are very different, right? I've been very fortunate, you know, where I've been in some very collaborative relationships with showrunners. I've also worked with some showrunners where it was quite dictatorial and it was my way or the highway. And all right, you know, you work within the circumstance, but Chris has been incredibly pliable, always available for a conversation. And, you know, I find him to be incredibly bright and wonderful to work with.
No question. I want to maybe go back and touch on your previous question, and I'll tie it into Chris. You all right? Oh. Oh.
Sorry.
It's all muscle. Sorry about our French chairs.
100% steel.
There's a lot of Zulio here. Go ahead.
I don't think that even though it is a crime story in terms of Law and Order SVU and Cold Case, crime is definitely at the forefront of those stories, but it's not in the same storytelling genre,
this isn't a procedural,
right? This is not a procedural. So Mayans, which is a show that I just wrapped, is probably more akin to what we're talking about here in terms of hotel cocaine. And the reason being is that one show, or let's say Cold Case and Law and Order SVU, fantastic storytellers, incredible showrunners, some of the best writing I've read. But those shows are based on the actual investigation.
Yeah, crime of the week.
And the crime.
Yeah.
Our show, it's based on the character and the character development and how Chris can paint us all into a corner just to find a way to bust through the wall and continue the story.
Right. That's also a very good pitch, because you enter into the door of this incredible hotel, but in fact it's all about family and intimate decisions. So it's that makes it so interesting. After two episodes, I'm thrilled, you know. I hope to have this on screen very, very soon. Maybe to finish with an anecdote from this place, from this incredible hotel, or from the shooting, you know. Maybe do you have an anecdote for us?
You know, the one... I don't know that it has anything to do with a scene that we did together, but there was, so every, the hotel in real life had 138 rooms, right? And every room had its own theme. We shot a scene or a few scenes in the Marquis de Sade suite, okay? And you could imagine the kind of things that were displayed in the Marquis de Sade suite, right? But one of the things that was displayed, it was a huge portrait, massive portrait, with the face of the Marquis de Sade looking back with a powdered wig right back at the guest, right? And as I walked in, I looked up at the portrait, and I'm like, he looks very familiar. And in walked our first AD, Frederick. And as soon as Frederick turned, he looked towards me. I'm like, dude, you're the Marquis de Sade. They painted our first AD as the Marquis de Sade in the Marquis de Sade suite.
Ah, well done.
Right. Yeah.
Quite funny.
Yes.
So I'm waiting to see that in episode. Is it?
I think it's episode 3.
Okay, so I have to wait a bit. Thank you so much, guys.
And maybe a little anecdote would you have, or we stay with this one?
Stay with this one.
That's it's a good one.
How are you gonna top the
Marquis? It's a good one. It's very appropriate for France as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so thank you so much. We are very honored to have you, and we wait for and we look forward to have this great show very soon on our screens. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Beta Série La Radio, partenaire média du festival Série Mania.